सत्यं ब्रुआत् प्रियं ब्रुआत् योग्यं ब्रुआत्।
हेलो एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम बैक टू अनदर पॉडकास्ट फ्रॉम साइंस ऑफ सीयर्स एंड आई एम योर होस्ट संप्रीति। टुडे आई विल टॉक अबाउट द बेसिक कॉन्सेप्ट्स रिलेटेड टू द 12th साइन ऑफ द ज़ोडियक व्हिच इज पाइसेस। इट डिनोट्स द फीट ऑफ काल पुरुष। इट इज अ सात्विक फीमेल वाटरी एंड ड्यूअल साइन। द लॉर्ड ऑफ दिस साइन इज जुपिटर। Constellations included in this sign are the fourth pada of Purva Bhadrapad, all four padas of Uttara Bhadrapad and Revati. Dwelling places of fish, sea, river, lake, smaller ponds, places where water gets stagnated, religious places, temples, places of holy water, pilgrimage centers, foreign journey, all are indicated by this sign. Venus gets its maximum exaltation at 27 degrees and Mercury gets debilitated at 15 degrees in this sign. Natives with Pisces as the ascendant or as moon sign are learned and is of independent views. These people are generous, hospitable and fond of animals. These natives tend to have hereditary religious influence on them. Jupiter will give good results in this sign for Gemini, Scorpio, Sagittarius and Pisces ascendants also. The aspect of the Sun, Mars or Saturn on Jupiter is not considered good. The aspect of Sun will make the native oppose his superiors or the government. Whereas the aspect of Mars may cause him to get injured and Saturn may be bad for his wealth and honor. These people get excited easily. They have the ability to sense others' mind and feelings. Capability of these people will always be hidden, and on account of this, they will face many problems and failures. Pisces natives are pious and devoted to religion and are interested in charity and donations. Pisceans are majestic in appearance with medium height and high forehead. Elevated eyebrows, eyes resembling that of a fish, fleshy cheeks or lined teeth are some of the physical features of Pisces natives. These people will have an imaginative mind and like to share their thoughts with others. These people will behave according to circumstances. So, after this general features, now let's discuss the nakshatra results. In case of Purva Bhadrapada, fourth pada, greatness, liberal mentality, compassionate nature are some of the characteristics of these nakshatra born persons. They will not be having a steady mind but will be straightforward and with morals. When the nakshatra is Uttara Bhadrapada, the native will be of good character and will have the habit of assisting others. These natives will always like aloofness and will be somewhat withdrawn in nature, will show compassion towards those who are without support and will act freely. When the nakshatra is Revati, the native will have a majestic appearance, will be confused and will accept whatever stated by others most of the time. They will be ritualistic, straightforward and hardworking. Now after the nakshatras, let's talk about the house lordships for Pisces natives. The Lagna Lord Jupiter, who is also the owner of the 10th house, gets Kendradhipatya Dosha. But he is a strong benefic here. If Jupiter is with strength, long life, good character, financial comforts, authority status, professional success, dignity from government will be some of the good results. If he is spoiled, these areas will suffer, especially name and finance will be spoiled. Also, he should not be placed in Kendra. If he is in the fourth house, it will be a Simhasana Yoga. High post, authority and status will be there. For dual Lagna, seventh house is a Maraka place as well as a Badhaka place. And hence, he should not be placed either in the Lagna or in the seventh house. It will be good if he is placed in a trikon. Politics, government office, education, judiciary, income tax, bank and pharmacy are some of the fields where the native may get employment. Business in groundnut, honey, sugarcane and gold will flourish for these natives. For this lagna, Mars is the owner of the second house of finance and the ninth house of fortune. If he is with strength, comfortable financial position, government support, luck and good job is assured. If he is spoiled, setback in profession, loss of paternal property, losses and troubles for self as well as for father, confusion in the family will be the result. If he conjoins Jupiter or Moon, it will give rise to a Raj Yoga. The third and eighth Lord Venus is an enemy of Lagna Lord Jupiter and is a functional malefic for this Lagna. If Venus is placed in own 8th house, it will give rise to Saral Yoga. If he is exalted in Lagna, long life, name, fame will increase. Kendra and Trikon placements of Venus are also good. The owner of the two Kendras, 4th and 7th, Mercury, gets the blemish of Kendradhipatya Dosha and becomes a malefic. He is an enemy of Lagna Lord, but is a Karaka for comforts, learning, mother, house, vehicles, spouse, partner in business, married life and general comforts. If he is conjoined or aspected by Jupiter or Mars and is with strength, finance will be good. If he is placed in the 2nd, 6th or 8th house, health will suffer. If he is placed in Trikon, Kendradhipatya Dosh will leave and beneficial results will be there. Placement in Lagna or the 7th house is not good. Dosha will aggravate here. If he is placed in the 10th house, education and profession will be good. Here Moon becomes a benefic because it gets the ownership of the 5th house of Purva Punya. If he is with strength, finance, knowledge, intelligence, prophecy, luck will find an upward trend. If he is placed in 11th house, it will be a Dhan Yoga. If he is in Cancer along with Mars, the Moon Dasha will be a Yoga giving Dasha. The Sun is the owner of the 6th house of disease, enemy and debts. As the Sun is also considered as Lagna next to Janma Lagna and Moon, if he is with strength, bad results will not be there. But there will be many enemies, but capacity to win over them will also be there. If he is in the 2nd house, health and finance will be spoiled. If he conjoins Saturn, many troubles will be given by him. If he is placed in the own house of 6th, he will be an independent monarch, but will be stubborn and headstrong. For the sake of fame, he will also waste time and money. Saturn, the owner of the 12th house of loss and the special Maraka place of 11th, being the dual Lagna, which is also the house of gains, becomes a malefic. See, the house of gains is an important house, so he should not be spoiled. If he is with strength, income will increase. If he is spoiled, income will go down and health will also be spoiled. If he is placed in the 3rd, 5th, 6th, 8th or 11th house, it will be good. If Saturn is in Aries and Mars is in Capricorn, it will be a Dhan Yoga. Reason behind this is an exchange between 2nd Lord of Finance and 11th Lord of Gains. Saturn here gets Nich Bhang also. Industrial improvement, house, vehicle, bondage, political improvement will all be there. Here the Moon, due to its ownership of the 5th house, and Mars due to the ownership of the 9th house are considered as benefits. This has been accepted by almost all. Venus, due to bad ownership of the 3rd and 8th house, is a malefic. Mercury, owner of the 4th and 7th house, due to the blemish of Maraka place as well as Badhaka place, becomes a malefic. Sun, the owner of the 6th house of enemies, debts and diseases, becomes a malefic. Saturn, the owner of the 11th house, which is a special Marika place for the dual lagna, and also because of the lordship of the 12th house of losses, becomes a malefic. Now, the yoga karakas for Pisces lagna are the moon, Mars and Jupiter, due to their lordships over 5th, 9th and 10th house respectively. Jataka Kalankar says that Mars and Moon are Yogakarak planets, and that is because of Jupiter. Another view is that if Jupiter conjoins Mars and Moon, there will be Raj Yoga, and Jupiter left alone will not give any yoga. Generally for any lagna, the conjunction of the 9th and the 10th lord produces Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga. And if another Trikona lord, namely the 5th lord, joins, it will be a Raj Yoga. Hence, Moon, Mars and Jupiter conjunction will produce Raj Yoga. Let's discuss some good combinations for Pisces Lagna. If the lord of gain Saturn is in the 12th house, even then he will give good results. If Moon and Mars exchange houses, that is 2nd and 5th, Moon Dasha will be a good period. Dhan Yoga and Yoga for Vehicle will result if Moon, Mars and Mercury are conjoined in Capricorn. Raj Yoga will result if Moon is exalted, Sun is in own house, Mercury is exalted, Venus is in Libra and Jupiter is in Sagittarius. It is good if Sun, Mercury and Venus conjoin in 3rd, 6th, 8th or 12th house. If Sun, Venus and Saturn conjoin in 3rd, 6th or 8th, there will be good yoga. Conjunction of Moon, Mars, Mercury and Jupiter in 4th house is also good. The placement of Jupiter in Lagna, Mars in 9th house and Saturn in the 12th house is also considered good. Venus Dasha will be auspicious if Saturn and Moon is placed in Lagna, Mars is in 11th house and Venus is in the 6th house. Saturn in Aquarius and Mars in Capricorn is also very good. Conjunction of Jupiter, Mars and Moon in any house is also good. If Jupiter is placed in 4th house or in 9th house, financial status will be good. It is good if Mars is placed in 2nd, 9th or in 11th house. So, this was today's analysis for the sign of Pisces.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can reach us through the email ID, that is signsofseers@gmail.com, and also can use the link for asking questions given in the description box. We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then,
Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.